Hey, welcome back in to the Morning Blitz, GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood along with you on this Tuesday morning. Of course, the Saints got by the Panthers last night in a offensive blowout, 12-9 there. And then word out of Athens is Justin Fields is looking to transfer. Doesn't want to sit behind Jake Fromm any longer. If Justin Fields leaves, Fromm will be the only quarterback on scholarship on the Georgia campus. Let's bring in Mike Bernard from OTM Sports out in based out in Las Vegas. Mike's on the line with us, I believe. Mike, are you there?
I'm here, Coach. How are you?
Doing very well. Just getting through on a Tuesday morning. And, oh, forgot to remind everyone, the Morning Blitz brought to you by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. And, Mike, things are beginning to happen in the college football world. I don't know if you could hear me coming in before you got on the line, but Justin Fields looking to transfer from Georgia.
Well, normally that would be a problem, but the way that Kirby Smart is recruiting, I'm guessing he'll have a couple of five stars in the stable next year.
Yeah. I think Kirby's kind of got one thing that he learned from Nick Saban. I don't know if it's necessarily game management after seeing that 4th-and-11 fake punt, but he did learn recruiting from Nick Saban, because if you look at Georgia's recruiting profile right now, it's identical to what Saban has done at LSU and Alabama.
Yeah, and he's building it from the defensive line, the offensive line, and then on top of that, he's getting the top-rated skill players, and Georgia – you know, a lot of people talk about Florida, Texas, California as the states with all the talent, but Georgia's loaded with talent.
Okay, speaking of talent, we're going to talk about a couple of teams that compared to SEC and ACC and Big Ten, Big 12, any of the Power 5 conferences, they don't have this kind of talent. But tonight, UAB takes on Northern Illinois from the MAC. Of course, the Huskies were the MAC champions. UAB with the Conference USA champs. You can't talk enough about Bill Clark and what he has done on the south side in Birmingham. I mean, he literally returned UAB from the dead. I mean, this time a couple of years ago, they don't even have they've got a football team, but they don't have anybody to play. And yeah, go ahead.
It's unbelievable. I would put it on par, maybe even slightly better than what Bill Snyder did many years ago when he took Kansas State, who was a doormat, and turned them into a contender.
You know, that's a pretty good comparison there. But one thing I will say, UAB, I think in ways was even tougher than the Kansas State deal, because Kansas State, as we all know, they were in a conference, a major conference at that point, almost and not to slight Vandy, because they've done well recently in a bowl game for I think the third straight year, I believe, something like that. But almost like Vandy in the SEC, at least they did have some revenue that was coming in. UAB had absolutely nothing. But again, great comparison there. And Blazers, school record, 10 wins this year. Both these teams have a couple of great defenses. Northern Illinois, they led the country in sacks with 50. Of course, you know, they were playing in the pass happy MAC up there, and so they had a lot of opportunities. UAB, and Bill Clark, a lot of people don't realize this, but Bill Clark's background is defense. His first college job was defensive coordinator at South Alabama for Joey Jones, getting that program going. And they're 10th nationally in points allowed at 17 points per game. So, again, we're going to be, you know, the two defenses should be the star of this game.
Sure, and Vegas thinks so, with the total set at a 42 or 43, which obviously is really low for a college football game in this day and age. So the defenses will be the focus on the game. You mentioned Northern Illinois is first in the nation in sacks. UAB is fourth. And the Blazers set a conference record with 3 shutouts this season. You don't see many shutouts anymore with the up-tempo offenses. And, again, the job, we talk about Bill Clark every time we bring up UAB. It's just hard not to, because the job he's done is incredible. Their opponent, Northern Illinois, they lost 5 games, Coach, but they didn't run from competition. They lost to Iowa, Utah, and Florida State, and they actually beat Brigham Young.
Yeah, they're not afraid to go anywhere and play anyone. I think back in 2003, I believe it was, they went in to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama. Of course, not Nick Saban coached Alabama team after he got the program up and going like he wanted to. But still, they went in to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and beat the Crimson Tide back in 2003. We talked about the defense of both these teams. But UAB, their focus is on their running back, Spencer Brown, because they kind of have the old Dolphins no-name defense. They're just a great unit that play well together. But Spencer Brown busted out with 1,149 rushing yards this year and set a school record for touchdowns with 16. Northern Illinois, though, you know, their Sutton Smith, their defensive end, he's a first-team All-American. And we talked about the Huskies being a great sack team. Well, he led the nation with 14 sacks. So you got to watch out for number 15 if you're the opposing quarterback.
Oh, no doubt. And not often do you see a player from the MAC named first-team All-American over all those Power 5 conference players. The trends in this game, in this bowl game, Coach, they all favor UAB. Northern Illinois, as far as the point spread is concerned, Northern Illinois is 0-5 ATS, their last five bowl games, and they've only covered one of their last six versus Conference USA teams.